Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Kedushin Daf Ayin. The Gemara over here brings four different memoras about a person who is Nosi Isha She'eino Hagenes Loi. First, the Gemara brings Omer Rabba Bar Barchano called Nosi Isha She'eino Hagenes Loi. Ma'al Allah Kosov Kilu Charoshi Lechala Ilum Kuloi Uzroi Melach. Then the Gemara brings another memora Omer Rabba Bar Avado Omer Rav. Further on, the Gemara brings another member, Omer Rabba Bar Rav Ado, V'amrila Omer Rav Sal, Omer Rav Habnuno, Kala Noisa Isha She'in HaGenes Loi, Elio Koyfsei V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roitzei. And on Ayin Amad Beis, towards the bottom, the Gemara brings a fourth member, Omer Rav Ovin Bar Rav Ado, Omer Rav, Kala Noisa Isha She'in HaGenes Loi, Kishe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinosei, Meir HaKadosh Rotten V'Einoi Meir Olov. Now, Kepshutei, all four of these members are talking about a woman who is puzzled to marry. The Lashon of Isha She'ein HaGenes Loi Kepshutei means not just that it's not befitting, it's someone who's not kefi madrigosei, rather it's puzzled, he's not allowed to marry her. Rashi is mavur like this, both in the second memra and in the third memra. Rashi nominal, v'dibar maschol bonim zorim, that's on the second memra, the havalei bonim she'ein ha'mu'ganim, Rashi over there says, me'isha psula loy. Rashi clearly says we're talking about he married a woman who he's puzzled to marry. Again in the third memra, where it says, el yo koifsei v'akash baruch hu reitzei, Rashi over there in Dibra Maschol She'in HaGenes Loi, he again says, P'sula Loi, we're talking about a woman who is possible to marry. In Kepshutei, the first member as well, and the fourth member, they're also talking about an Isha P'sula. The first member, the one that says, Ma'la al kosov kilu charoshe l'chol elum kula yizroi melach. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, Ve'ilu ha'olam yitel melach. And the Pasuk over there says, V'lo yochlu l'hagir beis avoysom v'zaram imi Yisrael heim. This is how the Gemara knows to dash in this Pasuk that we're talking about a Nosi Isha She'in HaGenes Loi. Because the seif of that pasuk says, "V'leyochel hagid beis avisam." Kepshutei, this is talking about a woman who is possible to marry, and there's a question whether the zera is kosher or not. We're not talking about him merely marrying someone who's not befitting for him to marry. And the fourth memory as well, on Amud Beis, where it says, "Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinasi Meir Hakadosh Shvatan Ve'ein Meir Olav Shnemar Shiftei Ka Edus LiYisrael." Kepshutei, this is also talking about a woman who is possible to marry, and therefore he's not called Shiftei Ka. If it would be merely a woman who's not roi for him, the chair that would not be excluded from Shiftei Ka. The Rosh over here in Siman Aleph, he quotes the fourth memra, that's the only one that he brings, that Kala Noisa Isha She'en HaGenes Loi, Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Meir Al HaShvatim Ein Meir Olav. Near the Rosh adds these words, he says, Pirish Sheyesh Ba Psul Kahal. We're talking about a woman who's puzzled to Kahal, that's where it says that if he marries her, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be made on him. And in the Chuvas Rivosh in Siman Tezvov, he discusses a question over there, but a certain kehila who wanted to prevent someone from marrying an Isha Skena, there was an older woman who was 90 years old, and she was extremely wealthy, and the kehila did not allow this person to marry her, since he was only doing it for her money. And the question is, are they allowed to be meinei him to prevent him from marrying her? There isn't an additional factor to the shiloh. The case was talking about that he didn't have any children yet, so the question also included, does he have to marry someone who we can have children from? Is that enough of a reason for them to prevent him from marrying this older woman? The Rivash Rakapam discusses this question. He discusses whether Bezdin has a right to prevent someone from marrying a woman who cannot have children if he was not Yamim Kaim Puravu. But he says clearly, as far as the question, the Avshe Agamora says, Hanoisa Isha Mishum Momin. Havla Bonam She'inam Muhuganim. He says that's not an issue, since that only applies to a woman who's possible. In this case, he was allowed to marry her. That reason would not apply. Rakapam, this would seem to be the Pashtas, that all of these members are referring to an Isha of Apsula, and not merely to a woman who's not befitting him, kefi madrigosai. The Bach and Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, he says like this as well, since the Gemara brings the Pasuk, Ba'ashem Bogdu, ki banim zorim yulodu, the Bach says, that's mashma, we're talking about banim psulim, we're referring to an Isha that he married, whose children that they have together will be posel. If she's not posel, the Bach says, then there's no Isser, even if he marries her, Mishra Momin. There is, however, a kasha that Achoinim ask on Rashi, in the second member, Kol Anoisa Isha L'Shamomen Havli Bonam She'enu Mu'uganim. And the Gemara continues, in Darshan, Shema Taimar Momen Polat, Tamu Loimar Ata Yoichleim Chodesh Es Chelkehem. The Gemara continues and says, Shema Taimar Chelkoi V'loi Chelko. Maybe only his Nechasim, the Nechasim that he gets from the marriage, those will be consumed after 1 month, but not hers. Tamu Loimar Chelkehem, even her Chelek gets consumed. And Rashi over Yandir Maschav V'loi Chelko, he explains, that Chelko is referring to the Nechasim Malug, the nechasim that she brings into the marriage, the husband eats the peiros, but she maintains the guf of the nechasim. She gets them back after they get divorced or after he dies. And the Gemara is telling us that even those nechasim will be consumed. And Rashi explains, why would you think that her nechasim are spared? Rashi says, "Nehi lav isura avdo shechazer li nasi lemeyuchas." She didn't do anything wrong. She tried to get married to someone who is meyuchas. He was the one who did something wrong. He was the one who married someone who's not ready for him. So you would think that only his nechasim, his chelk, will get used up and not hers. Now we have a pasuk to say that even her nechasim get used up. And the question is, what does Rashi mean when he says, "He lav isura avdo"? She did not do any yisur. If we're referring to a woman who's actually pasul, she's asur meikra din to marry him. So the isur is equally on both him and on her. All prohibited marriages in the Torah apply both to him and to her. Both sides are over the isur. So how could Rashi possibly say that he lav isura avdo? Then the Chiddush of Blazer Moshe Horowitz, he asks this kasha, and he says that Luli David Rashi, we could have explained the Gemara differently. And that is that even though Enechanami, both of them are over an Isser, as we said, we're talking about an Isha Psula, still there will be a Havmina that only the Nechasim that he gets, as Rashi explained, that's the Nechasim Tzayim Barzel, Nechasim that she brings into the marriage, and he keeps the actual Nechasim, he only has to reimburse her if he's Megarashor or if he dies. Ragabhan, he owns the Guf and the Paris of those Nechasim. You would have thought that only those Nechasim are included in this pasuk, Ata Yoichlem Chodesh Eschalkeim, Vashenke de Nechasim Melug, which is nechasim that she owned all along, and she still owns them even during the marriage. The husband only gets the peris. That would not be included in this klal of the pasuk. Just as if the husband had nechasim prior to the marriage, we don't say that by marrying an isha she'ena higenes, he loses his own nechasim. So too she doesn't lose the nechasim which she had beforehand. It's only the nechasim tzayim barzel which change hands as a result of this marriage, which is aser. Only that the klal was said. Kamashmon, that's what we need a pasuk to tell us, that even her nechasim, the Nechasim Melug, those are also included in this Klala. And the Pshat is that since their status does change partially, until now it was totally owned by the woman, now the husband has a right to eat the peres, therefore it's also included in this Pasuk, Ata Yechlem Chodesh Eschalkehem. This is how Rabbi Blazer Moshe explains the Gemara, according to this Pshat of the Rishonim, that we're talking about an Isha who's really an Isha Psula. If, however, you would learn that Isha Sheina Ruya does not mean that she's really Pasul, then the Chor, you could say like the Pshat of Rashi, the chelik between his chelik and her chelik is that his chelik he loses because he married someone who's not befitting from him, someone who was on a lower level of yichus. But Shenki and her, she married someone who was of greater yichus. You would have thought that her nechasim are not included. Now, even as we mentioned, Rashi and the Rosh and the Rivosh, they all learn that the sikh is talking about isha which is posel. However, the Netziv in Hemek Shela, in his pirush on the Sheiltos in Parshas Ve'era Sheilta Mem Aleph, the Sheiltos brings all the members of Er Gemara, all four of these members. And the Netziv over there in his Pirish, in Eisei, he proves that the Sheiltos is not al derech l'rishonim. Rather, we're not talking about an Isha who's posel. Rather, it's simply an Isha she'ena higenes. Because amongst all of these members of Noisei Isha she'ena higenes, the Sheiltos also brings other members about the Inyan that one should be Noisei Bas Tam and Chochom and not a Bas Am Oretz. We have all of these members in the Gemara Psachim Daf Memtes. There's another member over there, Lo'ilam Yimkar Koma Sheyeshlei V'yisa Bas Tam and Chochom. And another member, Kol Suda She'ena Shal Mitzvah, Kigoyin Bas Tam Chacham Lama Oretz, that's an example of a Suda She'ena Shal Mitzvah. The Sheiltos is putting these two inyanim together, the inyan of Noisa Isha She'ena Higenes, with the inyan of marrying a Bas Tam Chacham and not a Bas Am Oretz. From here, the Netziv proves that when the Sheiltos says Isha She'ena Higenes, it does not mean the way the Rishayim and Ersigal are explaining that it's an Isha Psula, rather it's referring to a woman who's not befitting for him, it's not from a Mishpacha that's Miucheses, or not from a mishpach of Talmidei Chachamim. That's what it means, she'isha she'ena higenes. And the Tziv is Marich over there to explain how exactly the Sheiltos learns these members. He says the member of Kol Anoisa Isha L'Shamam and Havlei Banim She'ena Mehugonim, he says the way the Sheiltos learns, the Lashon seems to be better, according to Rashi and the Rishonim that we're referring to an Isha Psula. So when it says Havlei Banim She'ena Mehugonim, it should have said a stronger Lashon that the children will be posel. According to the Sheiltos, it's good, the children are kosher, however they'll be Eina Mehugonim. And the member of Kol Noisa Isha She'ena Genesai Elio Kaifsei Vakadosh Baruch Hu Reitzai, over there it continues and it says, Akulam Elio Kaifsei Vakadosh Baruch Hu Chaisam, Oiloi Lepaisal Azari Ulepaigimis Mishpachdai Ulenoisa Isha She'ena Genesai. And the Tziv explains that according to Rashi and the Rishonim, this will all be one thing. Paisal Azari Ulepaigimis Mishpachdai Ulenoisa Isha She'ena Genesai is all the same case. Mashenki, in the way the Sheiltos is learning, these are different cases. Noisa Isha She'ena Genesai is not talking about a case where she's posel. Now, just mentioned the Ramban, Evan Ezra Simon Beis, Sif Aleph, he brings the member of Agamar, Noisi Isha Mishamamin, and he says clearly the case is talking about Noisi Isha Psula Mishamamin, Havlei Baram She'enim Mehuganim, Ava Balavachi She'enim Psulim Olov, El Shanoisi Mishamamin Mutter. The Ramban says clearly, and he's quoting this Rivash that we mentioned before, This din of Naisa Isha Mishamam and Havli Banam Sheinu Moganim is only referring to an Isha Psula. Now further on, the Rambam brings something else, and he says, Misha Paskul Imam and Habri L'Sheduchim V'Chazru Behem. If one was promised a lot of money for a dowry, V'Chazru Behem, the Kala's family did not produce the money, and he doesn't want to get married until he gets the money, so the Rambam says, Lo Ya'agin Kalosim Mishum Zeh. He shouldn't leave the Kala hanging as an Aguna. He shouldn't fight over it. And he continues and he says, Misha Oisakein Einim Atzliach Vein Zivugoi Oila Yofe. And he says, V'chala Oisakein Mikring Noisi Ishtay L'Shay Momin. This will be included in the member, Kala Noisi Ishtay L'Shay Momin Havlai Bonim She'enom Mehuganim. This is what the Rambam quotes, B'Shem the Archis Chaim. Now the Bira Gron, the Shulchan Aruch, he explains that this Shita of the Archis Chaim actually argues on the first Shita that the Rambam brings, the Shita of the Rivash. And the Gain explains that according to the Archis Chaim, Noisi Isha Mishamama does not necessarily mean an Isha who's Psula. Rather, it's any time a person marries a woman for the sake of her money. And what the Archis Chaim means to say is that if he accepts whatever he's given and he doesn't quarrel, so then we understand that even if he's given money, he didn't really mean to marry the woman for the sake of her money, he married her for the purpose of Ishus, and he also Agav got the money. If, however, he insists on getting everything that he's promised, and he's willing to be Ma'agin her, make her wait until he's actually given the money, then it's clear that the only reason he married her is for the money, and it would be included in this memo, called Anaisi Isha L'Shamam and Havlei Banam She'enam Mehuganim. So the way the Bira Gron understands the Ramah is actually bringing two deis about this, according to the second Shita, the Shita of the Archis Chaim. Kol Noisi Isha L'Shamam Momin refers to even a woman who is kosher if he's only marrying her for the purpose of the money. If it's clear that that's the only reason why he's marrying her, then it would also be included in this klal of Kol Noisi Isha L'Shamam Momin Havlei Banam She'enam Mehuganim. Now, I'll mention the Maral and the Chedusha Agodis on this memro, Kol Noisi Isha L'Shamam Havli Banim She'enam Mehuganim, Shenemar Ba'Hashem Bogdu Ki Banim Zorim Yuladu. Maral explains, Ki HaBanim Heim Teilodah Shel Chibur Av Ve'Eim. Children are a product of the unification between the parents, U'Kasha Yischabru L'Shem Ishus Bilvad, if the parents are unified for the purpose of marriage alone, Oz Banim Mehuganim Yemshachu, then Memeluk, proper children will come from them. Factors which are zar, which are foreign, are being mixed into this chibur and they're getting in the way. Therefore, lo yotzu banim ru'uyim v'hagunim, proper children will not come out of this marriage. And he explains, this is the drasha of the pasuk, ki banim zarim yulodu, the children will have character traits which are foreign, since foreign ideas were mixed into this zivug. This is the explanation of the Maharal. Now we can point out that l'chor, the mashmais of this Maharal is that we're not specifically talking about a marriage which is Osir. He doesn't mention anything about an issue that's possible to him. And the way the Maharal translates Banim Zorim is not like Rashi says that they're possible because they came from an Isha Psula. According to the Maharal, Banim Zorim will not mean a Pasulus, rather it will mean that there'll be foreign traits mixed into the children since there were foreign ideas mixed into the marriage. Now just mention one more point on this Sugyo. In the Sefer Aris from Rabbi Yashav, he explains the way the Rishonim learned the Sugya, we're talking about an Isha Psula. And he's bothered, where does this stress call an Isha Isha L'Shem Momin? If anyways this woman is possible for him to marry, does it make such a difference the fact that he did it for the purpose of Momin as opposed to a different purpose? What is the stress on L'Shem Momin? Either way, the children will be possible because the marriage was possible. So B'Yashav explains the Gemara based on a Taisis in Sanhedrin Daftes Omid Beis. Taisis over there explains that even if you hold the one who is a Mumur L'Teyovin is possible for Eidos, he's choshed to be over Averis because of his desires. Still, Taisa says there's a svara to say that someone who's choshed on Arayis is not possible for Eidus. Taisa explains because Arayis is something which is Yitzroi Tokvoy. It's such a strong Yitzer that it's considered almost like an Einis, and therefore even though he definitely gets the Avera, he's not considered choshed for other dinim. We're not choshed that he'll lie, he'll say an Eidus Sheker. This is the svara of Taisa, and what this Rabbi Yashav explains, that a Noisi Isha Psula Mishom Momin, here he's not doing it because he had a desire. It's not because of Yetzer Hara for Arayis, which is tempting him. Rather, he wanted the money. This is even worse than a person who's Naisa Isha Psula Mishum Taivasai. And therefore, Rabbi Yashav says it could be that this memra, the Havlei Banam She'enam Mehuganim, will only apply in this case. But she'enkin in a case where he'll have children from a woman who's possible to, where he married her not because of the mom, and rather Mishum Taivasai, there could be that the children will not be Banam She'enam Mehuganim. And with this, Rabbi Yashav explains that which we find in Mishnah, which says about a Mamzer Talmud Chacham, his bothered, how is it shaykh to have a Mamzer Talmud Chacham? How could this child who was born from a marriage which is Asur turn out to be a Talmud Chacham? Where Rabbi Yashav explains that since our Gemara is only talking about where he marries an Isha Psulim Isha Momin, that's where it says the children will be Banam She'enam Mehuganim. Pashenkin, in the case where he marries her Mishum Taivas Arayis, in a certain way that's not as bad, and on that we never said that the children will be Banam She'enam Mehuganim. Now continue on the next member, called Anoisi Isha She'enam Higenes Loi Elio Kaifsei Vakadosh Baruch Hu Reitzei. The Mefarshim discuss what exactly is Elio's role over here. Why specifically over here does Elio get involved to pay back someone who was Nisi Isha She'ena Higenes Lei? Now firstly, what does it mean Elio Kaifsei Vakadosh Baruch Hu Reitzei? Rashi explains Kaifsei Haloike Bebezdin Kaifsin Shtayodav Al Hamud. Just like when a person gets Malkus and Bezdin, one person ties up the hands of the person who's getting hit, so to Elio over here, he's the one who's Kaifsei Vakadosh Baruch Hu Reitzei. Vakadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives the Malkus Biritzua. Now the Pirush of the Yad Rama over here, he learns differently. He says, Elio Kaifsei, Kaifsei is a mashal lepirsum hachet. Kaifsei is another way of saying that Elio will be mefarsim lechet, will be mefarsim that which this person was neisha isha she'ena higenes loi, and additionally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Reitzei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the einish. This is not like Rashi, who learns that it's one thing, the Kaifsei and the Reitzei are two parts of the same Malkus. According to the Yad Rama, there are two different punishments. Firstly, Elio will be mefarsim lechet, and secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give an einish. Now the Mashon, the Chiddush Agadas, he explains that since this person married an Isha Be'isser, really he should have gotten Malkus and Bezdin. However, since sometimes Bezdin are not able to give the person Malkus, if they don't have a clear enough Raya, if there's even a small suffix, they cannot give Malkus. And therefore Elio, who the Mashon explains, Elio is Pinchos. Pinchos is the one who's Mekanek Kinas Hashem, Be'inyan Arayis, as we find. He was the one who killed Zimri. And since to Elio it is Goli, Elio does know for sure if he was actually over this Isser, therefore he's the one who gives Malkus. And Mashal explains, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is based on the Gemara in Amud Beis, which says that because of Arayas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mistalik as Shechina from Klal Yisrael, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself takes part in these Malkus. And the Mashal was Mechavan to the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh says exactly like the Mashal, the reason why Elio has a part in these Malkus is because Pinchos was the one who was Mekanek Hines Hashem. And Taisa Rosh goes further and he says that even if you hold like the Shitais, that Pinchas was not the same person as Elio, still we do find by Elio as well this Inyan of Kines Hashem in Melochim, Melochim Aleph per Gutes. That's why he's the one who's designated to take part in these Malkus. Now the Chedush Le'Mari Be'Rav in the Sugya, he also gives an explanation to why is it that Elio is the one who takes part in these Malkus. And he says, since the Gemara later on, Daf Ayin Aleph says, K'goin Elu Elio ba l'tamei u'l'tahir l'kariv u'l'rachik. When Elio and Navi comes, he's the one who's going to differentiate between Mishpachis, which are Tomei, and those which are Tar, those which are Kedai to be Mekarev, and those which are Kedai to be Merachik. And therefore, this person who went and was Mekadosh and Isha She'ena Ruyo, he's going to be Matriach Elio to separate the Mishpachis later on. Therefore, Elio is a Baldover over here in this Inyan. That's why he's the one who takes part in the Malkus, as it says, Elio Kaifsei. Now, both of these Mahalchim, the Mahalch of the Mashah and the Mahalch of the Maribe Rav, are clearly going with the way that Rashi and the Rishonim learned the sugya. They were talking about a Nisa Isha, an Isha who's posel, not merely a woman who's Eino Higenes Lai. If you hold like the Derech of the Shiltas, which we mentioned before, one would still have to understand why is Elio the one designated to take this role to be Kaifsei Sinor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the Malkus. There's another Mahalch which the Ben Yoyada brings over here, and he says that since Pinchas is Elio, and we find by Pinchas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis says that when Pinchas was Mekanek Kines Hashem and he killed Zimri, so they mocked him and they said, Hari Isim ben Puti ze Shapitim Avi Imay Agolom Lavoid Zoro Yareg Nosi Shevet Mi Yisrael. Pinchas was mocked that he came from an Isha She'ena Higenes. He's the one who takes revenge. He's given this role to punish someone who actually does go ahead and marry an Isha She'ena Higenes. Now continue on. The Gemara brings the Maisa with the Shamish of Rabbi Huda Bar Yecheskel. Someone was mevazel the shlucha the rabbanon, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda bar Yecheskel put him into chirim, and eventually he was machros on him that he's an eved. Now, Behemshel, the Gemara brings, after Rabbi Yehuda was called to a din Torah by Rav Nachman, when Rabbi Yehuda eventually came, he found Rav Nachman making a makeh, and he said to him, Leisavr lomar lohod amar vahuno bar idi amar shmuel, kivin shen dismana odam parnas al tzibur osir basiyas malacha bifnei shloisha. And then Rav Nachman answered back, Porto de gundariso hudika avidna. Menachem said, all I'm doing is making a little makeh, that's not a problem of doing a melacha b'fnei shleisha. What exactly was the answer? Why is this not considered a problem of doing melacha b'fnei shleisha? So the Yad Rama over here explains that since what he was doing was a mitzvah, and by mitzvah we say mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shluchai, that's not included in this din of not to do a melacha b'fnei shleisha. The Meiri says similar, he says, asiyah melacha mu'etes, doing a small melacha, which is a mitzvah, is not a problem, it's not included in this klal. Nechdushei Ma'arit, as well as in the Sefer HaMakne, and Hagoy Strada on the back of the Gemara, they all say this as well. The reason why it's not a problem is that a binyan shel mitzvah, that's not considered a melacha, which is also to do with Nei Shloisha. And the Sefer HaMakne is bothered that this din is brought lehalacha, not to do melacha with Nei Shloisha, and still the Pesukim do not mention that if it's b'mokai mitzvah, to do a mitzvah that's different. He leaves off with the kasha, why is this din not mentioned in the Pesukim? Now the Bir Halacha and Simen Reish Nun, this is in Hilchos Shabbos when the Mechaber paskens the din that even an Adam Choshev should be Isaac in himself in the Hachonis of Shabbos. This is the Gemara in Daf Mem Alef from Alef, the beginning of the second parak. One of there says, Rav Safra, Machrich Reisha, Rava, Moloch, Shibuto, even the Amiran who had servants to do the work for them, still they themselves were Isaac in the Hachonis for Shabbos. And the Lashon of the Mechaber over there in Simen Reish Nun is, V'lo Yoimer Adam Lo Efkoim Kvaidi, Ki Zehu Kvaidoi Shemechaber HaShabbos. A person should not say this is belittling, it's not like kifim my kovid, because this itself is his kovid, he's being mechabed Shabbos. Now the Bir Halacha explains, why does the mechaber have to add this lashon, that this is kvaidai? In other words, the mechaber is not saying that a person has to be mevaze himself in order to do the mitzvah, rather the opposite, this is not considered a bizui, this is a kovid for him, that which he's mechabed Shabbos, that's considered something which is honorable to do. And the Bir Halacha explains, he says, with this we can answer a kasha that the Tshuvas Chavos Yor discusses in Simen Reish Hei. The Chavzer has an interesting shail over there. He was asked about a tzurva mirabanan, a young Talmud Chacham, who was a charif and a baki and a masmid, and he knew how to play musical instruments. He wanted to know, is it a problem for him to play by a chasna in front of the chasna and the kala? Is this against the kavod ha-Torah for a Talmud Chacham to do this? And the Chavzer writes that on one hand we find that Talmud Chacham were oisik in building a sukkah, and they were oisik in drawing water for the matzos. So the Chorin, Asiyas Malacha, which is the Tzorech Mitzvah, is not a problem of Bizoyin Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, the Chavis Yar brings, we find in Hashavas Aveda that it says, if it's Zakin Ve'inu Lefi Chvoidoy, then he said he's potter from doing Hashavas Aveda. And he brings, he says, the Chorin, it's Machoikis between the Ramam and the Rosh, as far as this din of Hashavas Aveda, the Ramam understands that even though a person is potter, if it's Einu Lefi Chvoidoy, but if he wants to do it, he can return the Aveda. The Lashon of the Ramam is, in Bal Nefeshu Yachmer V'Yoshuva Aveda. And the Ram holds that even if it's an item that had he himself lost it, it would not be kedai for him to be mevaza himself to go and get back the lost item. But if someone else lost it, if he's a bal nefesh, he should be machmer and return the aveda. The Rosh on the other hand argues, and the Rosh says if it's a zaken veinu lefi chvoida, he should not return the aveda. He should not be mevaza his kavod atayra. And the Chavisera says l'chur this shayla will be told in the machaikas the Ram and the Rosh. According to the Ram, the din of zaken veinu lefi chvoida is just a ptur. But he can't do the mitzvah, Mashenken, according to the Rashi, should not. If so, the same machalikas would apply by this case, where the Talmud Chacham wanted to play the musical instrument by the chasna. However, as we mentioned, the Chavisar is bothered. We do find that Talmud Chacham were Isaac and Malacha for the Tzorech mitzvah, like building a sukkah. So how do these two coincide? According to the Shita of the Rosh, how could one be Isaac in the mitzvah of building a sukkah? And the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, he wants to answer this kasha based on the Lashon of this Mechaber over here, Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos, which says that this is considered the kavod of the Talmud Chacham to be Isaac in kavod Shabbos. And the Bir Halacha explains that there's a difference between a type of malacha where it's clear that the Talmud Chacham is doing it for the mitzvah to a case where it's not clear that he's doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. And therefore, by a Shabbos Aveda, if a Talmud Chacham picks up an object which is Einil Lefi Chvoidai, there, according to the Rashi, he should not return it. He should not be mevaz his kavod HaTorah. There, people cannot tell that he's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. They don't know why he's carrying this item. Mashenkin, building a sukkah, there everyone could tell that he's doing it for the purpose of the mitzvah. There we say the same thing the Mechaber says in Shabbos, that this is the covenant of the Talmud Chacham. People could tell that he's doing it l'tzorech l'mitzvah. That's the covenant for him. The same would apply any time that he's doing a malacha, which people could tell that he's doing it for a mitzvah. That's not considered a bezayin. Then the Bir Halacha goes on and he quotes our Gemara and he says the same thing we see from our Gemara. Rav Nachman was Isaac in building the Ma'akeh, and when he was asked how could he do this, how could he be Isaac malacha b'fnei shleisha, he answered that I'm only building a makkah. This is what he meant to say, that I'm doing a l'shem mitzvah, and everyone can tell that that's the purpose, that's the reason why I'm building this makkah. Now, l'chor, we still have to explain that if there's a heter l'tzorech mitzvah, what did Rav Nachman mean when he said, purta de gun derinisa hu de kavidno, I'm only doing a little bit of a makkah? Why is it told in that it's only a little bit? So, Nagoy Saradal over here, he explains that purta means that he only did 10 tfachim, which is the minimum shear of a makkah. And the pshat will be that since the whole heter was l'tzorech mitzvah, so he only was allowed to do the amount that was necessary for mitzvah and not anymore. Nachar, we could add a little bit further, based on the Bir Halacha, the whole heter is based on the fact that people could see that he's doing a Latzarech Mitzvah. So if he's makpid to do dafka, the minimum shira, not more than that, everyone can tell that the reason why he's doing it is for the purpose of the mitzvah. That's why he did exactly that shir, the shir that's necessary for the mitzvah. Now we'll continue on. Gemara brings that Reb Nachman told his daughter, Tesi dunak tashkinan, bring a drink for Reb Yehuda. To that Reb Yehuda said, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha. On that Reb Nachman answered back, Tanahi. And Reb Yehuda said, Befeish Amar Shmuel, Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha Klal, Beng Doilo Beng Tano. Now where is the pshat in this din, Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha? Rashi says, Shelo Yilam Den Aliyo Yisrigila Bein Ho'anoshim. The Mashmois of Rashi is that this din is on the Isha. The one that we're concerned about is her, that she should not be Rigila to be Bein Ho'anoshim, so that she should not come to be over in Aveira. However, if we look at the Rambam, in Perek Chaf Aleph Hilchos Asura Bir Halacha Hey, the Rambam says like this. He says, Osur L'shtamish B'isha Klal, Bein Gdoilo, Bein Ktano, Bein Shivcha, Bein Meshuchreres, Shema Yovo Lidei, hear her. The chash is on the person who's being Nishtamish, who's being served. We're afraid that he's going to be Lidei here if an Isha comes to serve him. The Rambam continues and he says, Be'izas Shimash Amru, what type of Shimash are we referring to? Rechitzas Panav Yadav V'Raglov, V'atzoa Samito B'fonov, U'mezigas HaKais. The Rambam says, She'ein Oysa Le'ish Dvarim Elu Ela Ishtei Bovad. The only person who could do these things for the husband is the wife. A different Isha should not do these things, because these are types of things which are Mevi Lidei Chiba. They bring a closeness, they create a bond between the one who's doing it and the one who it's done for. Now the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam brings that the Makar of the Rambam is a Yushalmi in Ksubis. Yushalmi over there is talking about the din, that even if a wife brought into the marriage 100 shvachos, still the woman herself has to do certain things for her husband. Like Ruchitzas Yodav Raglov, Mezigas HaKos, these are things that a woman has to do for her husband. And Yushalmi has a shaila about this, is the pshat that the reason why she has to do it is because these are things that the shvachos cannot do for him, therefore the wife has to do it, or is the pshat these are the chiyuvim that a woman has to her husband, therefore even if there would be avodim, there would be males who can do this, still the wife would have to do it for the husband. This is the suffix of the Yushalmi. And the Magen Mishnah explains that from this Yushalmi we see that the din of Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha is not referring to all types of shimush, rather specifically to these types of things which are mevi lidei chiba, like mezigas HaKos and Atzoa Samita. Because the Yushalmi is aware that other things the shvachos can do for the husband, only these things the shvachos cannot do, and that's what the Yushalmi had it sad to say, that's the reason why the wife has to do it for the husband, because the shvachos cannot, but maybe in echanami for the arvadim who can do it, then the wife does not have to do these things for the husband. As opposed to the other side, that these are the chiyuvim that the wife has to the husband, even if there would be avodim, she has to do them anyhow. Ba'akopam, the Magen Mishnah says, this is the makar of the Rambam to say that the klal of Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha does not include all types of Eshtamshus, rather only these specific things. Ba'akopam, the way we saw Rashi explains Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha is Shelo Yilamden Aliyos Regila Bein HaAnoshim, it's a din on her that she should not be near the men. As opposed to the Malach of the Rambam, the Rambam says the Chashash is on him, Shem Yavla, they hear her. According to Rashi, Lachar, it would make no difference what type of Ishtamshus the Isha is doing for the man. If the whole point is, as Rashi says, that she should not be Regila Bein HaAnoshim, she should not be hanging around, then it would make no difference what type of Shema she's doing, either way it would be Aser. So this would be Nafkamina between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam that says that the Chashash is Shem Yavla, they hear her, it would only be these specific Malachis. According to Rashi, that she should not be regila bein anoshim, it would not make a difference what type of ishtamshus she's doing. Another possible nafkamina between them would be, the Rambam when he brings this halacha, he stresses that this includes even a shivcha. She also should not do these types of malachis for a man. And the pshat is because according to the Rambam, it's a chashash shamu yovel dehir, it would make no difference if the one who's doing it is a shivcha or a bas chayrin. But she ain't gonna according to Rashi, the chashash is on her that she should not be regila bein anoshim. So perhaps the Chazal only asked a regular Bas Yisrael, a Shenk and a Shivcha, who said that she's included in this Gzeira. Now the Maisel, the Shulchan Aruch, and Evan Ezra, Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Hei, he passes like the Shita of the Rambam. This din of Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha is only certain Melachos, like Mezigas HaKos, Atzoa Samita, and Rechitzas Panav Yodav Raglov. And the Poskim discuss what exactly is considered Mezigas HaKos for this Isser. And they bring that Legabi Hilchas Nida, there's a Machlokes HaPoskim. And then is that an Isha Nida also cannot be Moisei Kais for her husband. And the Paiskim discuss, does this mean any type of drink or is it Dafka Yayin? And the same child will be here as well. This Isra of Mezigas HaKais of Eim Eshtamshin B'Isha, is it Dafka Yayin or is it any type of drink? And Sefer Aris of Rabbi Yashiv on Meseches Kedushin, he brings that the Olam is Noig Lahakal by other types of drinks. Since they're not Mi'evi L'Dei Chiba, we are Mekal that a woman can give a drink to a man. There are other kulos that one can be soymech on. There are more over there in Simon Chof Alef Sif Hei brings. There are those who are makel and hold that this din of Eimish Namshim Be'isha is only referring to a mokum of Yichud. In a place where there are many people around, this Isra will not apply at all. And when he says it's a mokum of Yichud, obviously he does not mean a mokum of Yichud Mamish. If so, the Yichud itself would be Osir. Rather, the place can explain what the Ramah means, that if it's in a quiet, secluded place, even if as far as Hilchas Yichud is concerned, there may be a heter, like Baila Be'ir or Pesach Basuach L'Shus Rabim, so there's no Isra of Yichud, but there would be an Isra of Eimish Damshin Be'isha, there would be a problem of Mezigas HaKais. Rak apart from if it's a place where there are many people around, the Ramah says that there is Makom to be Mekel on this din. Another Kula is brought in the Aruch HaShulchan and Simon Chof Aleph, Ois Tes, he says that which people are Neig, that if there's an Eireach, if there's a guest which comes to the house, the woman serves him, she gives him to eat and to drink. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Loi mi boy, that's Pashut, if the husband is around, there definitely it's Mutter. Even if the husband is not around, the Aruch HaShulchan says, still it's Mutter, since she's not giving it to him derech his skarvus, rather she's giving it to him as the mitzvah of Achnasas Archim, there it definitely would be Mutter. There are certain cases which Pesachim do discuss can be a potential problem. One example is, if a secretary would bring a drink to her boss, if she prepares a cup of coffee for him, then there is a chash to say that that is considered derechiba. If there aren't too many other people around, this may be a problem of Eimer Shtamshin Be'isha, this may be Osir. Now continue on. Rav Nachman and Esther Behuda on this Shadrali Mar Shlomo Yalta. Should I send Shalom, should I send greetings to my wife Yalta? Amrili Hachi Amr Shmuel Kol Be'isha Erva. Rashi explains, Kol Be'isha Erva Shenemr Hashmi'in Yes Kailech Vim Eshal B'Shlema Tishiveni. If I send Shalom, she'll answer back, and there's a problem of Kol Be'isha. Now, what is the makar of this Isser of Kol Be'isha Erva? Rashi brings the Pasuk Hashmi'in Yes Kailech, and the Chor, what Rashi really means to say is the Hemshech of the Pasuk. The Pasuk over there continues, Ki Kailech Arev Umareich Nove. Now, we also find this member of Shmuel in the Gemara Brachos Daf Chavdal Amir Aleph. The Gemara there brings, Omer Shmuel, Kol Be'isha Erva, Shenemar, Ki Kailech Arev Umareich Nove. The Gemara brings the end of the Pasuk. The Rashi over there explains, what is the makar from here? That call is Ke'erva. Rashi says, Mideshabech lo krabi gavo, from that which the Torah praises the call of an Isha and says that it's something which is pleasant, Shmami no taivahi, from there you see that it could create a taiva, that's why it has a din of an erva. Now, there's a kasha which many Achoinim ask on Er Gemara, and that is the Er Gemara is not talking about a woman who is singing, it's talking about a woman who is simply talking. And the Chor, this Gemara would be mashma, that even a woman talking is a problem of Kol B'Isha Erva. And yet we find many places in Tanakh and in Shas, where we see that it was mutter for a person to speak to a woman, the Charetz Muchach from those places that only singing is a problem, what is the Pshat in Er Gemara? So this kash is asked by the Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezra Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Aleph, that's from the Mechaber Paskins this din, the din of Kol B'Isha Erva. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, V'osr L'Shmaya Koil Erva, and the Beis Shmuel over there in Sif Katan Dalid, at first he's medayik from the Lashon of the Mechaber that it's only osr to hear the voice of an Erva, he says, Mashenkein Apnuyo, who's not osr to him Be'isr Erva, it would be mutter. And obviously he's talking about a Pnuyah who is not a Nida. A Pnuyah who is a Nida definitely is an Isser Erva, and she will be included in this Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva. But Akapam, the Beis Shmuel then continues and he says that a call of a Pnuyah who's Mutter, and the voice of his wife, which is Mutter to hear, but still, Bizman Kriyashma, it's Osir, because one cannot see or hear an Erva Bizman Kriyashma. We'll get back to this later on. But then he continues and he says, this is Dafka, the voice, while she's singing. Aval Kol Dibur Shelo, just to hear her speaking, that's Mutter, the Beis Shmuel says. Then he continues on and he says, "Ve'ein lahakshayis mishas to kedushin daf ayin." Maybe you'll ask a kasha on what I'm saying for the Gemara kedushin daf ayin. The isa shom koil erva afilu b'sheilas shalom. Our Gemara is mashma that even sheilas shalom, which is not singing, is also included in the isra of kol b'isha erva. So he quotes the Rashba. This is the Rashba brachas daf chovdal and amenal. Who asks this kasha, and the Rashba answers that even if it's only kol dibor, it's just speaking. But if it's answering back the sheilas shalom that one sends to her, then that would be also, that is included in the Isser, because that type of Dibur could be maybe Lidei Chiba. In other words, the only times it's Osir is either if it's singing, or if it's answering back She'elas Shalom, but regular speaking would be Mutter. This is what the Beis Shmuel says, and the Ben Yoyod over here, he says like this as well, he brings many examples where we find that it's Mutter to hear a woman speak, and he says that Al-Karchi, you have to say like this Svara, he doesn't quote the Rashba, but he says Al-Karchi, you have to say that answering back Shalom is the same as singing. And he brings a right to this, he says, the Gemara over here is Mavur. And after Behuda told Rav Nachman that I don't want to send Shalom to your wife because then she'll answer back and call B'Isha Erva, so Rav Nachman then said, Efshar Ayidei Shliach, maybe I could send her greetings through a Shliach. And Ben Yoyada asks Akashi, he says, what does that help? Either way, the Shliach will then be over the Isser. when the shliach says shalom to the wife and she'll answer back, so the shliach hears her voice and he'll be ever called by Isha Erva. So what did Rav Nachman mean to accomplish by sending a shliach? And Ben Yehuda says it's a doichik to say that what Rav Nachman meant was that we'll send a child, in other words, her son, who he doesn't have this sister, it's not mashma like that from the Gemara. And therefore the Ben Yehuda says, al-karach, you have to say like this svara, that there's only a problem of kol b'isha erva when she's talking, as opposed to when she's singing, if she's answering back shalim to someone who said shalim to her. Therefore, in this case, where the shliach is sending shalim from someone else, it's not the shliach himself who's greeting her. The shliach is sending a message from Rabbi Yehuda, so when she answers back to the shliach, and the shliach hears her voice, since this is not derech chibo, because she's not saying shalom to the shliach, rather she's telling the shliach to bring back divrei shalom to the one who sent the shliach, therefore in this case it would not be a problem of kol b'isha erva. Now the Sefer HaMaknov here, he asks Akasha, he says, the Pasha says that which Ergamara quotes the member of Shmuel, this is the same member that Shmuel said in Brachos Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph, kol b'isha erva. However, he asks Akasha and he says that Ergamara's mashma, that it's an iser on its own, even not bizman kriya shma. And as we said, the case is talking about where she's answering shalom, like the Rashba says, since it's derech chibur, that's a problem of kol b'isha erva. As opposed to the Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Daled, the Machna brings that most poskim understand that the Gemara over there is talking about bizman kriya shma, that's what the sugya over there is talking about. In other words, the same way you can't say kriya shma in front of something which is considered an erva, you also cannot say kriya shma while you hear a koil which is considered an erva. And if so, that would be true even if it's the husband who's not usher to hear her voice, but he can't hear it during kriya shma. So seemingly these two Gemaras have no shaychis. Agamar is talking about when it's derech chibo, and they're just hearing the voice, even if it's not singing, but if it's talking derech chibo, that's an iser, and that obviously is only to anyone else, but not to the husband. The Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Daled is talking about something else, when one is saying kriya shma in front of a woman who is singing, so the singing is considered davar sheba erva, and therefore it would be also even for the husband to say kriya shma in front of that. This is the kasha of the Sefer HaMakne, that it's not mistarba that these two Gemaras which quote Shmuel, kol b'isha erva, are talking about two entirely different dinim. And the truth is, Rashi over here, which quotes the Pasuk Hashmini as Kailech, that's where Shmuel made the drasha and Brachos Daf Chav Daled. Obviously, Rashi in our Gemara is getting it from that Gemara, and therefore it would be Mashma that did the same din. So the Hamakna explains like this. He says, the drasha of Shmuel is, Ki Kailech Ariv Umarech Nove. Shmuel saw from this Pasuk that the Torah is comparing the voice of a woman, which is attractive, just like the appearance of the woman. We're comparing the koil to the Mare, and therefore, just like we know by Mare, there are two dinim, two categories. There are parts of the guf of the isho which are b'derech klal megula, and parts which are b'derech klal mechusa. And they have two different dinim. An area which is b'derech klal megula, so the din is that someone else is also to look over there, if he's looking k'day lehonois. This is the Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Daled Amud Aleph, which says, kol mistakel be'etzpa k'tana shel isho, ke'il mistakel b'mokem ha'toyrif. And the Rishonim explained this means that if he's looking k'day lehonois, this is also even an area on her guf which is b'derech klal megula, like the etzpa k'tana. However, as far as the husband is concerned, that area does not have a din of an erva, and therefore he could look there, he could be mistakel even while he's saying kriya shma. As far as the din of kriya shma can negate an erva, that does not include any place in the isha, which is b'derech klal megula. Now, makom which is mechusa, in other words, an area of the guf which is b'derech klal kept covered, that has a din of an erva, and therefore the husband cannot even look at it while he's saying kriya shma. That's a problem of saying kriya shma can negate her erva. So in other words, what we're saying is that there are two dinim concerning the mare, the appearance of the isha, one thing that someone else cannot look at it k'day lohanois, and a second thing that is considered an erva, even for the husband, for the din of saying kriya shma. If so, the Machna explains, the same is true by koil, since we're comparing koil to mare, by koil also there are two different gedarim. There's one din that stam dibur, when she's not singing. If it's a dibur of chibo, that's something which is considered like an erva, and therefore it's also for someone who's not the husband, anyone who's an erva to her, they're not allowed to hear that dibur. However, this type of dibur is similar to a mokum which is b'derech klal megula, and therefore, as far as the husband is concerned, it's not an erva b'chlal, and it's mutter for him to be koyer kriya shma, even while his wife is speaking to him, and even if she's speaking to him derech chibo, that's not a problem of kriya shma keneged ha'erva. This is as far as regular talking is concerned. However, the koyel of zemer, if she's singing, this already is considered comparable to a mokum which is mechusa, just like a mokum mechusa means an area which b'derech klal does not show. That's something which causes more of a taiva. So too, kol zemer, since she b'derech klal does not go around singing, people don't hear her singing too often, so that's considered a mokum which is mechusa, and therefore this is considered an erva even as far as the husband is concerned, and therefore it would be also for him to be koyer kriya shma while he hears his wife singing. So in other words, what the Sefer HaMakne is saying is that Shmuel really is telling us one klal, that kol is just like mare. But just like by mare, there are differences between a mokum which is mechusa and a mokum which is megula. So too, by koil, there are two categories. regular speaking, when it's done derechiba, that's like a makom megula, and singing, that's like a makom mechusa. And based on this, the Amakna goes further and he says, that even though we quoted earlier that the Paiskim understand the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Dalid is referring to Kol B'Isha Erva V'Bizman Kriyashma, however, the Rosh over there in Brachas, he seems to say differently. He says, Kol B'Isha Erva Pirush L'Shmoya V'Loyla Inin Kriyashma. When the Gemara says it's like an Erva, it means that people cannot hear it, meaning people who are Osir Tar B'Isha Erva, they're not allowed to hear her voice. We're not talking about the Din of Kriyashma. And the Sefer Makna explains that according to what we're saying now, we could say that there really is no machlokes between the Rosh and the other Rishonim legabe halacha. It's just the machlokes had to understand what the Gemara in Brachas Chav Daud is referring to. Meaning the Rosh understood the Gemara in Brachas is talking about not during Kriya Shema, rather it's the Isser Erva for someone else to hear her. Anyone who's also be Isser Erva to her is also to hear her koil. And according to this, what would koil mean? Could it mean regular speaking, not singing, but in the case when it's done derechiba. Like we explained in Ersugyo, the reason why it was Osir, even though she's not singing, it was speaking, but it's derechiba, that's also included in this Isser. That's how the Rosh understood the Gemara in Brachas Chav Daud as well. We're not talking about a woman singing, we're talking about a woman speaking, but if it's done derechiba, it's Osir to anyone who's Osir to the woman, be Isser Erva. But in Echnami, the Rosh would be maskim to that which the Poiskim say, that when a woman is singing, it's Osir even for her husband to be Kair Kriyashma, it's considered Kriyashma Kenegeda Erva. And now Makna explains that other Rishonim learned the Gemara in Brachas not like the Rosh, because the Pashas of the Sugi is we're talking about Kriyashma, just like you can't be Kari Kriyashma Kenegeda Erva, you can also not be Kari Kriyashma Kenegeda Kol, which is like an Erva. So the other Rishonim learned that's what the Gemara is referring to, but he says, Echnami, everyone agrees that in Din, both Dinim are true. As far as the call of her speaking Derechiba, that's considered an Isser Erva, so anyone who's Osir to her cannot hear that call. As far as her singing, that's also an Isser Erva, but that type of Erva is even for her husband while he's saying Kriyashma. So in other words, the Machlokes Rishonim just says how to learn the Gemara Brachas, what is the case that it's referring to, but everyone would agree that both dinim are true, as the Amakna explained, since we're comparing Kol to Mare, and Mare has two dinim, a din of Mechusa and a din of Megula, so too Kol has two dinim, a din of Kol of regular speaking, when it's done derechiba, that's like a makom which is b'derech klal Megula, and the Kol of her singing, that's like a makom which is b'derech klal Mechusa, that din erva is even negated to her husband while he's being kair Kriyashma. Now continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara brings Amr Leyahu Bar Dinei L'Rabbi Yehuda L'Didi Karius Di Avda Da'asinu Beis Chashmenoim Melka. He said, "How could you call me an Eved? I come from the Beis Chashmenoim." And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda told him back, "Amr Leyhachi Amr Shmuel called Amr Mi the Beis Chashmenoim Kasino Avdahu." The Hemshcha Gemara brings the same Amr again and it explains further, "The Leishter Mi Nayu Elahi Ravisa the Salkal Igra of Ram Yekal of Amr called Amr Mi Beis Chashmenoim Avdahu." She jumped off the roof and she said, anyone else who still claims that they're from the Beis Chashmenoim, they are Avodim. As Rashi explains, Herdus killed out the whole Beis Chashmenoim, and Herdus took over, he was an Eved. And that's what Shmuel meant to say, that anyone who still claims they're from the Beis Chashmenoim, they have a din of an Eved. The Rashi of he was bothered by Akasha, and he says, Mistoma lav b'nei Yisrael nosiv. Herdus and his descendants, they did not marry b'nei Yisrael, then his harm him l'hasi b'nei Seim l'avodim, Klaiso were makbid not to marry off their children to Avodim, so these children of Hurdis, who were Avodim, they would not have married Bnei Yisrael, akarchel they married Shvachis, and therefore their children also had a din of Avodim. Now what exactly was Rashi bothered by? So we see from the Rishayim and Arsigya, the Ramban and the Ritva, they ask a kasha, and Taisin Yevomistaf Memheyam and Beiz, Dibra Maschel Kivon, he asks the same kasha, and that is, that Shmuel himself, in Yevomistaf Memheyam and Aleph holds, that Eved Shabal Bas Yisrael have lack kosher. If so, how could the Gemara say that anyone who claims it from Beis Chashmenoim, as Rashi explains, those are the descendants of Hurdis, how could we say that they have a din of an Eved? Maybe these descendants marry Bnei Yisrael, and therefore their children are kosher, they do not have a din of Avodim. And the truth is, we'll just mention that there's a kasha on these Rishonim, Rabbi Chanan the Kibbutz Shurim and Baba Basra Oischav Beis, he asks, why do the Rishonim only ask this kasha on the sheet of Shmuel? Since Shmuel himself holds Eved Shabal Bas Yisrael have lack kosher, so how can the Gemara say that the descendants are Avodim? The truth is that the Shita who argues on Shmuel, they hold Akum ve'Eved Habal Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. They don't say that the child gets a din of a Goy or the din of an Eved, rather it has a din of a Yisrael who's a Mamzer. So the Chayyim Rishonim could have asked their Kasha L'Kuli Alma, how can we say that the descendants are Avodim? Perhaps the descendants marry Bnei Yisrael, and their children will have a din either of Ksherim or a din of Mamzerim, but they will not have a din of Avodim. This is obviously what Rashi was bothered by as well, and therefore Rashi answered that it's not mistaber that Bnei Yisrael would have allowed himself to get married to Avodim, and therefore obviously the descendants of Hurdis married within each other, the Avodim married Shvachis, and therefore the children would have a din of Avodim. Now other Rishonim answer the Kasha differently. The Ramban says, even if we will assume that some of the Bnei Hordis married Bnei Yisrael, but definitely we could assume that there are at least some of them who married within themselves, the Avodim married the Shvachis. And once we know already that there are some of their descendants who have a din of Avodim, so you know the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yudaled tells us that any Mishpacha which we know that Apostle was Nesarev in the Mishpacha, it's also to marry the entire Mishpacha. Here we don't go Basar Roiv, even if we would assume that Roiv of the Bnei Hordis did marry Bnei Yisrael, but if there are Miyat that did not, and they have a din of Avodim, then the whole Mishpacha would have to be treated as Avodim. And furthermore, the Ramban says, Bestam it was the Roiv who did not marry Bnei Yisrael, Roiv Avodim married the Shvachis, so here definitely we would not allow anyone to intermarry within them, we would have to treat the Mishpacha as Avodim and Shvachis. Now Tosfos in Yevamos Mamhei Amud Beis, he also asks this kasha, and he says a different teretz. He says, based on the Gemara Baba Basra Dav Daled, which says that eventually Hordis was Chozer B'tshuva, and since he did Tshuva, and he knows that he's an Eved, so on his own he would refrain from marrying a Bas Yisrael, he knows that he's Aser to them, so Akach he married a Shifcha, and therefore the children would be Avadim. What Tosfos means is that not only Hordis, but his descendants as well, they also, we could assume that they followed in his ways, and they also married within themselves, they married Shvachos, and therefore the children would be Avadim. Now, just mentioned briefly another kasha that the Ramban asks over here, Tosfos in Yevamos Mamhei asks this kasha as well, and that is, how could the Gemara say that anyone who comes from Hordis has a din of an Eved? We know that the Shita of Shmuel, in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, is that Hamafkar Avdo Yotzel Lecheirus V'ein Tzarach Get Shechrer. The Shita of Shmuel is that if a person is Mafkar is Eved, the Gemara over there is Mavur, that even if one is Messiahish from his Eved, there also, even though he never gave a Shtar Shechrer to the Eved, once he was Mafkar or Miyayish from the Eved is Yotzel Lecheirus, so even without a Shtar Shechrer. If so, the Rishonim ask, once Hordis rose to power, surely the Beis Chashmainoim, his previous owners, were Miyayish from ever getting him back. Therefore, he would be Yotzel Lecheirus even without a Shtar Shechrer. So how could Shmuel and Argamara say that Kol Oimer Beis Chashmainoim Avdahu, once Hordis took power, he no longer had a din of an Eved? One could take a look at the Ramban and Ersugya, as well as the Tosfos and Yevamos Mamheim with Beis, Dibur Maskel Kivon, they discuss this Kasha. Now continue on, at the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a member, Omri Reb Chelboi, Koshem Gerim Liyisrael Kisapachas, Shenemar Venilva Hager Aleyam Venispuchu Al Beis Yaakov, Ksiv Ocha Venispuchu V'Ksiv Hosam L'Seis U'Lisapachas. Now there are many Mahalchim and the Rishayim to understand, what is the plan on this member, Koshem Gerim Liyisrael Kisapachas? Rashi over here explains, Koshem Gerim, She'enam Zehirim B'mitzvais, V'Hargilim Etzlam, Nimshuchim Etzlam, V'Loim Demin Ma'aseyim. Since they themselves do not keep the mitzvahs, people could be nimshach, could be drawn after them, and learn from their bad ways. Now, Tosfos quotes the Rashi. The Rashi that Tosfos quotes is not the Rashi Bayos, rather it's Rashi in Nida, Daf Yigimel Amud Beis. Rashi over there says two things. Firstly, he says, L'fi she'enam b'kiyim b'mitzvahs u'mevi'im peronios. Since they themselves are not careful about keeping mitzvahs, they bring peronios to the world. And furthermore, Rashi says, V'ayin shemelam b'mes Yisrael m'ma'aseyem. Now, Rashi over there in Nida then continues, and he says, he brings v'yesh mefarshim, the pshat is Koshem Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas, because all of Klal Yisrael are Arevim Zelazeh, and therefore we're responsible for the Meisim that the Gerim do, and since they're not Zehirim in mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael get punished for their Averis. Now in this, Rashi himself argues over there, and he says, V'holav Milsahi, this is not a good Mahalach, because the din is not true, like Nisarvu Bishvil HaGerim, Kishakilbu HaTayra. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Seyta Daf Lama Zayin Omer Beis, that's where the Gemara discusses Arvus, and the Gemara makes a Cheshman, how each one of Klal Yisrael had 603,550 brisos because of the din of Arvos, each one was Makabal Achrayas for the other ones, and Rashi from here proves that this did not include Gerim. This is the number which is based on 600,000 of Klal Yisrael who left Mitzrayim. This obviously did not include the Gerim. From here Rashi proves that the din of Arvos does not include Gerim. There's no din Klal Yisrael Arevim for the Gerim, and therefore even if they're not in Nizharim in a mitzvahs, Klal Yisrael will not be punished for this. This is the Rashi in Nida, which Tosfos over here quotes in Dibur Maskel Koshem Gerim. Now, Tosfos in Nida over there, in Daf Gimel and Beis, he himself argues in Rashi, and the Tosfos of Rashi and Ersugya as well, and Tosfos says it's not a right from that Gemara in Seita. The Gemara over there chose 600,000 because that was the amount of Klal Yisrael which was Yedua, the number known to have left Mitzrayim, the amount of Gerim, in other words, the Erev Rav who also left, they were not known, therefore they're not included in the Cheshbon, but Einich Nami, there really was Arvos, even for the Gerim as well. Hakapam, we have Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and Nida, against Tosfos over there, and as well as the Tosfos Rosh over here in Ersugya, is there din Arvus for Gerim? And the Chor, this could have a practical nafkamino in Halacha. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha HaKoileles, in Chelik Beis, Ois Tazayin, he discusses whether there's Arvus for Gerim, he also discusses over there whether there's Arvus for Noshim, Rakamon, as far as Gemara are concerned, he brings that this is Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, and he says the Nafkumina would be as far as the din of Hilchas Brachis. The din is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tesa Manalov says Kol Brachis Kulam Af Bishoyotza Moitzi. Any bracha, meaning brachas hamitzvahs, even if a person was ready mekayim the mitzvah, he doesn't need the bracha for himself. He can make the bracha for someone else. The Gemara over there says this does not include brachas hanenim. Over there, you can only be moitzi someone else if you yourself are also making the bracha because you need it. If you're eating this food, you can make it for yourself and at the same time be moitzi someone else. But to make the bracha only for him, that you cannot do. What is the difference between brachas hamitzvahs and brachas hanenim? So Rashi over there in brachas explains this is based on the din of arvos. Since Kol Yisrael are even delazeh for mitzvahs, so if someone else is mechuyev in a mitzvah, you can make the bracha because it's if you yourself have the responsibility to make sure that this mitzvah is niskayim. The Rosh in the 7th parak of brachas and Simon Chof Aleph, he says like this as well as a davar poshut that the din of kol brachas af b'shuyotz and mitzi is based on Kol Yisrael are even delazeh. And if so, the Prima Gadim says he quotes with shame the Truvas Sama Dechayi. That it could be as far as Gerim are concerned, there's no din af b'shuyotza mitzi, since there is no arvus for Gerim. As we said, this is Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. According to Rashi, that there's no arvus for Gerim, so there will be no din af b'shuyotza mitzi. For example, if a Yisrael wants to be mitzi a ger, and the Yisrael himself was already yotza the mitzvah, he wants to make the berachos hamitzvahs for the ger. Since Rashi holds there's no din arvus, l'chari should not be able to do so. Mashenkin, according to Taisvis, that there is a din arvus. The din of af b'shuyotza mitzi would apply even to be mitzi ager. Now the Prima Gadim discusses this as well in Aruch Chaim Simon Nun Gimel in the Eish L'Avram Sifkot and Yutes, and he says l'chor there's a right from the Mechaber that there is a din of arvos even for a ger. The Mechaber in Simon Nun Gimel Sif Yutes Paskins, he says yesh meinim ger melios shliach tibur. There are those who prevent a ger from acting as a shliach tibur v'nidchu divrayim. The Meis the Mechaber says we don't hold like this shita. We hold that a ger can be a shliach tibur. Now the Prima Gadim is bothered. He says, if there is no arvus for a ger, so how could the shliach tzibur, who has to be moitzi, he has to be moitzi or einay baki, someone who's not able to daven on his own, the din is that the shliach tzibur is moitzi him betfila, and since the shliach tzibur himself, he already davened one time, the second time he's davening is only for the purpose of being moitzi misha einay baki, this is the din of af b'shuyotza moitzi, if there would not be arvus for a ger, how could a ger be moitzi someone if he himself was already yotzi? And the Prima Gadim adds, even though we know the din is the Chazar Mesak and Chazar Sashatz, even if there is no person who's not able to read on their own, everyone is a Baki, still we do Chazar Sashatz. It's a Takana Darabanan. If so, one could argue that there is no right from the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe really there is no Arvis for a guy, and there is no Din Af Bishu Yotza Moitzi. Normally we would not allow him to be Moitzi a Berchas HaMitzvahs for someone else if he himself was already Yotzi. What is the reason why here we do allow him to say Chazar Sashatz? That's because it's a Takana Darabanan, even if he would not be Moitzi anyone. However, the Prima Gadim says, still there's a taina, because if you hold like the shita is that tefillah is deiraisa, some Rishonim pasuk in this way, then how could this ger be mighty someone their chiyuv deiraisa, the chiyuv of tefillah, if there is no arvus and there's no dinaf b'shuyotza mighty? So really, the ger should not be able to be mighty someone else with their chiyuv, and even though there is a takana darbanan to say chazar sashatz, that takana darbanan would not help for him to be mighty someone else's chiyuv tefillah deiraisa. So this is the Rai of the Prima Gadim, that the halacha we definitely pass, and there is arvus even for a ger. We're going to take a look in the Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Gimel, Simon Nundalit Sifkot and Chof, and he mentions over there an important point. He says that even Rashi who says there is no arvus for a ger, what Rashi says is that Klai Yisrael were not nisarvu for the gerim, they were not mekabel achrayis for the meisim of the ger. However, maybe the other way around is true, maybe gerim were mekabel arvus for Klai Yisrael. The Prima Gadim obviously is not understanding like this. He's discussing the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, and he brings a raya for the Mechaber. The case that the Mechaber is talking about is the ger being moitzi on Yisrael. That's arvus the other way around. Maybe even Rashi would be maskim that even though Yisrael is not mekabel arvus for a ger, gerim more mekabel arvus for Yisrael. In other words, what the Minchas Yitzchak is saying is that arvus does not have to be reciprocal. It could work only in one direction. And if so, you would not have a raya from the Mechaber that he's paskining keneged the Rashi. The Rashi says that there is no arvus for a ger. Rashi is talking about the other way around, Klai Yisrael being mekabel arvus on the gerim. One can take a look at Tosfos over in Dibur Maskal Kashrim Gerim. He brings a number of other mahalchim how to explain this memra Kashrim Gerim Yisrael Kisa Pachas.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.